Welcome to Cinema Vino. This is episode 9.
Did we already start?
Well, yeah, you missed that whole cue in. This is our Valentine's Day spectacular. This is where we talk about, you know, babies making babies and whatnot.
Laying people of a gender down by the fire.
Laying people of a gender down by... That's just not as catchy as it could be.
No, but I believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to be all-inclusive.
Yeah. Travis is like a resort in Cancun.
Yes.
Equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. Any port in a storm.
Mm-hmm. Unlimited margaritas. So we're here to talk about Valentine's Day and all the hoopla.
You guys just take a back seat. I'll handle this episode. I know a lot about romance.
Travis will take the wheel for this discussion. He will be the Burt Reynolds of this particular chase movie.
And from what he's wearing right now, I would like to see that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For those who cannot see, which would be all of you, because this is radio, Travis is wearing a King Kong shirt at the moment.
Well, let's be honest. It says Strong Like Kong.
Mm-hmm. Strong Like Kong.
That's the 1933 King Kong, so it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I said it was a good shirt when you came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Commonly known as the Fay Wray King Kong.
Yeah.
So, we'll start around the horn. So, Taylor, what movies do you associate with Valentine's Day? What is your Valentine's Day go-to?
Well, I don't really like when you try to put a label on something like a Valentine's Day movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's obviously ones that are set like that. They're set to be, you know, hey, this is a Valentine's Day movie. You go watch it on Valentine's Day. But, you know, you look at rom-coms, basically. Any movie that has a love story could be, you know, a Valentine's Day movie. Mm-hmm. But trying to play it all in together, there was a film that I wouldn't consider a Valentine's Day movie, but it's a pretty cool little love story. It's American Sweethearts.
There you go.
Yeah. I like that movie a lot.
Catherine Zeta?
And mainly just for Billy Crystal. Mm-hmm. I mean, dead serious. It's like, I just thought he was really, really good in that. And kind of a behind the scenes of what probably really happens in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But also, Hank Azaria's in there. And it's a pretty damn funny movie.
Stanley Tucci, is he in that too?
That I'm not aware of.
He's usually in most movies, you can assume.
Yeah. He's in there somewhere.
It probably has Stanley Tucci in there somewhere. It's a safe bet.
But that was just a film that I, you know, when you first said it, I was like, that popped into my head. Like, man, yeah, that was a movie that I could watch again. Mm-hmm. Love story, but it's funny enough and, you know. But there's still so many out there that, like, the only other one I really could associate with, like, Valentine's Day was the horror film, like, back in 2000, like, Valentine. Mm-hmm. And it was like, and it was on Valentine's Day, and someone's killing somebody. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so because it's Valentine's Day, that is now a Valentine's Day movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I just, I don't know. I always liken them as, like, this is, it's going to be a rom-com. Sleepless in Seattle. Harry Met Sally. You know what? Like, those to me are like, that's a Valentine's Day movie.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Travis, what are your thoughts?
Yes, I agree. also with me. I haven't seen the Valentine's Day like hack and slash, but I do like that it is a unconventional like mm-hmm. Valentine's Day pick. Mm-hmm. Like for me, and I just thought of this one, Deadpool. It came out on Valentine's Day like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was like marketed that way as such. And honestly, better than the entire like Deadpool movies, the marketing is in and of itself is the best thing.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, I enjoy the shit out of the movies, but the marketing is the best thing about those. So, yeah, it was marketed as a Valentine's film. But the one I was thinking of when we started this was, I really like Serendipity with mm-hmm. Kate Beckinsale and also John Cusack.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a theme beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And good old Jeremy Piven and... Who else is in? Oh, Molly Shannon is in that mm-hmm. for a little bit.
Well, I did not know that.
I forgot all about that. But I, like, you know, I don't know if it's one I watch on Valentine's, but it seemed like Valentine's Day appropriate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, all right, yeah, I kind of dig that one too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any others off the top of my head. Deadpool, Serendipity. Yeah, I'm gonna pass for now.
Yeah, well, and like a lot of, like I said, a lot of it comes down to the romantic comedies, and just mm-hmm. like, you know, just to have love in it is part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you said it in like the most recent one, the one that has with Rebel Wilson just came out.
Yeah,
whatever it is,
isn't it romantic?
That is it. Like, I actually wanted to kind of see that, mm-hmm. because it's probably going to be funny regardless that it's set in Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But because it's coming out right now, everyone's going to consider it to be, oh, take your sweetheart to see this. And it's probably a funny movie by itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Oh, I did have one other one, and it was, again, a little unconventional, but I really like the kind of weird love story in Spanglish with Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Tay Leone? Yeah, Tay Leone's in it. It's a James L. Brooks film. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I like it, but the first time I saw it, I was like, this is kind of weird. And then I watched it again, like, right after. I was like, I don't know why I love this movie so much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, spoiler alert, it's been out since, like, 2004, so well, suck it up. Mm-hmm. But nobody gets together at the end. You're like, Paz Vega, whatever, she's fucking hot.
Yes.
You're like, yeah, Adam Sandler, his wife is terrible, she cheats on him. Like, yes, go get you some of that fine booty. And it almost happens, not quite. You're like, oh, you're so close. Plus, he gets drunk and then goes home and makes, like, a bomb-ass fucking sandwich and drinks a beer. I was like, why am I not in this movie right now? Like, I want my every night to be that. He just hangs out in his restaurant and gets fucking drunk as shit off vodka, and then he gets a ride home, goes home, and he's like a gourmet chef and makes himself a gangster-ass sandwich and a big-ass beer.
That time frame fell into the, some could say the rise, but I would say the fall of Adam Sandler. Like, that stretch of films, you know, because you mentioned, I thought of, like, oh, 50 First Dates. That mm-hmm. could also, which I actually like that.
Mm-hmm. His but last good film that was ever, I think.
Yeah. And it was like, and then things just got a little bit, apparently he's doing just fine, but I mean,
got that Netflix money.
But movie wise, I was like, this has gone bad. I mean,
yeah.
Was it Click? Was Click before or after?
And then Grown Ups, wasn't it? Or eight, no, it wasn't.
8 Crazy Nights.
Oh, that was animated. I never
that
saw
was,
that.
Yeah, that was animated. It was,
but Adam Sandler definitely had like a formula of movies. He was like, put those same three guys that nobody knows in it, have Steve Buscemi in, do some weird voices and some crazy eyes.
Yeah. John Turturro.
Tie a bow on it.
Yeah, he did do Punch-Drunk Love was pretty damn good. Punch-Drunk Love that was good. That was good. But then there was also The Cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when...
Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen half these movies, but it's just because I've seen the trailer and I'm like, I'm going to save my money.
Yeah. Jack and Jill is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I mean, you could do, like, when they have people have the Cialis reaction, the 4-hour erection, you could show them that movie. That would deflate. That thing will go limp and inside the body.
Oh, God.
All right. So get us off our
Adam Sandler train. Like, this is our whole new podcast together.
This is a boner killer of an episode for Valentine's Day. Shitty Adam Sandler movies. If you want to not get laid, watch Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm. And probably not ever use your dingus again.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I would say my first thought, ironically, we're talking about movies, is TV shows that do Valentine's Day really well.
Like, oh, yeah.
Galentine's Day from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
And The Simpsons.
Treehouse
of Horror.
Yeah, 15. But yeah, Ralph Wiggum, and that's just a cute little episode.
Yeah.
But movie-wise, I mean, like Taylor was saying, I think any movie that has an element of romance to it, or, you know, and most movies are going to have something like that you could find something romantic in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You always can hear the classics. I mean, everyone's going to say Harry Met Sally, you know, Sleepless in Seattle, and then what's the second one? Boogaloo, You Got Mail. Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to say those, you know, but you know, I actually thought about, like, what are some other ones that have love stories but are kind of weird? Like
Fight Club.
Is Bridget Jones's Diary? Mm-hmm. Is that a Valentine's? Because was that in Christmas time? I don't know. But it's like, is that a Valentine's Day movie? It's like,
yeah.
I remember Bridget Jones's Baby, and then Bridget Jones Goes to Hawaii, or however many ones they've done.
If you're trying to say that she's trying to do an earnest thing, I'm into it.
Bridget Jones goes to jail?
I think we just discovered something.
Bridget Jones Saves Christmas?
I'm not saying that we need to make some phone calls, but if we can do Bridget Jones, you know, Goes to Africa, it's like...
Bridget Jones discovers glory holes. Mr. Darcy takes a loaf in the mouth. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, okay. But you anyway. know, there's the classics.
Getting this vehicle back in the lane.
Yeah, let's just.
I like The Holiday too. It's a Christmas movie, but like,
is that Jack Black?
That yeah. That with Kate Winslet.
I was gonna say Keira Knightley, but yeah.
Ooh, that'd be good too. Mm-hmm. Travis, that one I kind of I dig also for reasons I do not know why. Like I see it, I'm like, yeah, this isn't a great movie, mm-hmm. but I love it. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I have had a tradition of, you know, I cook a meal and we watch a movie that, you know, she hadn't seen before, which is quite a few. So last year we covered Dirty Dancing, which is kind of an essential, essential movie. But then we did Deadpool 1 year with sweet baby face over here.
He's talking about me.
Mm-hmm. And then, we did Casablanca 1 year. That was a good one. I think Casablanca is one of the
ultimate. See, I've never seen the beginning, but I saw it like on OETA, one of their like Saturday night movies. I was like, this is legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This year, I think we might have to do When Harry Met Sally, which she also hasn't seen. So.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
God, I love her so much.
Again, but, you know, that's a classic, mm-hmm. you know. And again, I think I'm just a Billy Crystal fan, you know. It's like, but I love that a lot. I mean, and I would say that, like, you know, when you just really get down to it, it's just love. It's a love story. I mean, you could say, hey, we could watch Homeward Bound. I think we talked about that the last podcast. You could watch Homeward Bound as a romance movie,
Taylor,
you know?
Homeward Bound is your Sammy Jenkins from Memento. You tell everybody about Homeward Bound.
Look.
Were you, Shadow, Chance, and Sassy. Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, were you not worried about Shadow? I mean, everyone else had their pet.
Mm-hmm. And then they made a sequel, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Did you watch it?
Hell no.
Thank you.
I have a problem with sequels. I mean, like, we talked about it last, but, like, there's somewhere I will go see it. Other ones, it's like, no, I'm not watching that one. Yeah. Like, Babe, Pig in the City. Mm-hmm. I was like, you can't. Mm. No.
You can't miss. That could be a love story.
Is Babe related to Gordy? Duck. Or Gordo, the other pig? It's a less popular pig movie.
I'm not familiar with Gordy. Do we know Gordy?
Mm-hmm. Gordy, yeah.
Is he the pig from Porky's?
What? No? Wow.
Oh. Who was he, the pig on Green Acres? Who's Gordy?
Gordy's another, like, you know, these things sometimes come in twos. Like, Gordy was the second pig movie you mean around, like, that same time.
Dead celebrities come in twos?
Yeah. Or those, yeah. I guess those are three. I think I'm just Gordy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the hell's going
this
on here.
This better be a Valentine's Day movie. It's like,
it's
that
a thing.
That is fake.
It's a Disney movie, apparently.
This is fake. This is.
Can you read that caption there, Tay?
The talking pig who made it big, Gordy. Oh, he's wearing like a. That's a British. This is the British version. That's the British version of Babe.
I mean, this is like the Hydrox cookie to Babe's Oreos. This is the cheap imitation.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
He doesn't even have like a little wig on his head.
That's
sad.
But he's got an ascot and it's red, white, and blue.
That was straight to VHS.
Yeah.
That was.
It was in theaters, I believe, at the same time. Mm-hmm.
One of Katherine Heigl's early movies.
No, I have the ticket stubs to prove it. Frame those.
What were there?
Stanley Tucci was in that one.
Yeah. Well, you. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. He's an evil executive.
It was Adam Sandler, Tucci, John Cusack. It was like, I mean, I guess we could say, what, you know, who's been in the most of these movies?
Meg Ryan.
Cusack.
Meg Ryan or Cusack? I think mm-hmm. Cusack, after mm-hmm. thinking about it, he's been
High
a
Fidelity.
Lot. Yeah.
I mean,
that was a really good movie.
Say Anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we were talking about Say Anything.
Mm-hmm. He's done a few of those kind of romantic, Gross Point Blank. I don't know if you guys have seen Gross Point Blank.
Oh, yeah. Another good.
That's a which one. Wow.
But let's get back to Stanley Tucci. Shall We Dance with Richard Gere is a remake of like a, is it a Japanese movie? I don't know. But whatever it is, I dig that one too. J-Lo is in it. Oh. But no,
I'm just frozen to why we're talking about Stanley Tucci. I just don't know.
All right, I'll table this for now. But we're doing a Stanley Tucci episode.
I just gotta know what. I mean, what else?
So it's Richard Gere just trying to, like, you know, spice up his marriage and is like learning how to dance for his wife, Susan Sarandon. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, that's a cute movie. Woof. He's also trying to nail J-Lo part of it, though. So
he's like, that's how he's going to spice up his marriage. He's going to have sex with J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Well, that'll liven things up.
I've never seen this, but is it Faithful with Richard Gere and...
Diane Lane, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Huh? There. Oh, yeah. That reminds me. I saw Serenity, which is like one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my whole damn fucking life.
I love Firefly, and I enjoy the movie as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you didn't enjoy it.
This is that movie covered in white dog poo-poo.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey version.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It is absolutely... It's the worst movie I've seen in the theater in probably several years.
Ugh.
Diane Lane is in there, and it's like, what in the holy name of freaking dog piss are you doing in this movie?
This seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
This seems good.
Diane Lane reminded me of the movie with her and Jack Nicholson, but adjacent to that, As Good As It Gets.
Yeah.
Him and Helen Hunt. That would be
and Greg Kinnear. Good one. Yeah. Which Greg Kinnear, I don't know if you guys ever saw Sabrina with Harrison Ford and...
Oh, the remake. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good shit.
Yeah. So that's one that's kind of got some...
Ooh, yeah.
Some romantic undertones to it.
I don't think I've ever seen the original. Was that with Audrey Hepburn? Was
Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
William Holden, who is ironic, because when I was watching Serenity, I thought about his famous quote, and I can't forget the exact numbers, but he was famous for taking every part that was given to him. He took every role.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, watching Serenity, and people always wonder when Matthew McConaughey or Anne Hathaway was in that, too. Horrible. And it's like, you know, William Holden once said, I take every role with the idea that one out of three will actually, I think it was something like, one out of three will actually be a decent movie. One out of five will be a blockbuster. One out of 10 will be a classic. And one out of 15 will win you an Academy Award.
Gotcha.
That was his math for taking every part.
Wow.
Huh.
So maybe that's what they're just trying to, like, it's like Subway where you get like the 10 sandwiches.
God bless. Adam Sandler has gone way too far. He has gone over the rails.
His math is not working.
No, it is not.
He front-loaded his math with Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. And then he like threw in a Little Nicky, and you're like, what the fuck? And he came back with another couple good ones, and then he cashed out.
He cashed out. Yeah.
Threw Mr. away Deeds, that town.
Mr. Deeds was the downfall. That was the beginning of the end. Mm-hmm. And then you don't mess with the Zohan.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Every time you guys mention another one, I have forgotten. I have blocked off.
If you want to have a great Valentine's Day and see how many films he has either produced, directed, or been in, go to the old Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm.
You will be shocked. And you will also be able to see how much money each of these films have made.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also shock you.
Yeah.
It was like a massive depression on Valentine's Day. Massive depression.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So getting back to our Valentine's. Oh, yeah. Romantic as I sip on this Courvoisier. And I had like all of like two or three film classes in college. And so one of them...
Travis just did air quotes for college. Yes. Yeah.
So one of them was like... the instructor was telling us about the greatest story ever told or something. He was telling some story about a guy waking up and being like, oh my God, I just woke up. I had the best dream. It's like the best story ever told. And in a nutshell, it's boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy finds girl again. And you're like, okay, that's every single romantic comedy ever. I mean, you can change the, you know, woman meets boy, whatever, and just reverse it. But it's the, what do they call it? The meet cute at the beginning and the connection or whatever. And then something happens to derail that. And then somehow the characters, you know, we're pushing for them, we're rooting for them to like get back together at the end, you know, kiss credits, you know, after credits dance scene
yes.
that they do.
Bollywood.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've explained the concept of the meet cute to Joanna, and I explained it like, imagine two characters, the movie, man and woman or whatever, walking down the street, opposite directions. You know, they're both in a hurry. They bump into each other. You know, her papers go flying everywhere. He apologizes. She gets pissed, you know, says something mean, picks up her papers and storms off, and then he goes to a business meeting later, and of course, you know, somebody walks in the room. Oh, it's her. And they hate each other, and... they fight, they bicker, yada, yada, yada. But eventually it's like, man, they end up going out for a drink. And it turns out they actually really like each other.
And they bone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boning is a pretty big part of any of the romantic comedies.
Yes.
It's like...
Well, sometimes it's an implied bone as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they throw you a bone. Yes. They throw you the implied bone.
Hey-o.
You just don't see many good bone flicks anymore. No.
I mean, why don't Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey at the end of, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Yes. Why don't they add on like another like 15 minutes to that movie of them just railing?
I mean, it's a quick bone. You know, it's just like, okay, yeah, they go into the room, lights come off, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, maybe just a little picture of butt cheek, male or female, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. I'll take
point
either.
Is that you want to know the intimacy's there.
Yes.
That's just me.
Also, yeah. I want to see, like, legs in stirrups, baby being delivered. I want to see, like, holding hands, rocking on a porch, drinking tea. I want to see side-by-side gravestones and nobody coming to visit them.
Wow,
what the hell?
I'm looking forward to seeing that. It was like, I was actually intrigued. No laughing. I was intrigued.
I want the whole thing.
I like the lonely side by side grade stones. That's a good way to end the movie.
No flowers. Yeah, sure, people will come for a year, maybe two. But after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Warm food.
He's waiting for the grandkids. Mm. Yeah.
Happy
That was our episode. Wait, hold on.
We're gonna take a brief break and then come back. We got a
more positive side. Positive.
We'll try and pull this out.
Yeah. That's what she said. Pause for brief station identification. Back and Taylor Owens just thought of his most favorite Galentine's movie ever, and so we're gonna get to him while the iron is hot.
It was just one that we were thinking about during the break, and we all kind of went into our separate rooms and really thought hard about what we were gonna say next. And I've decided that I'm going to say Speed is my favorite Valentine's Day movie. It incorporates everything each side, male. Male, female, 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 that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have a love story.
Mm-hmm.
You have an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
You also have an intriguing plot that, by God, is feasible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could relate to today. Yeah. Like, you could feel yourself there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and at the end, and then, spoiler alert, they do get together in a very sexual way, mm-hmm. sliding down on that little bitty dolly. Ooh. It was like... And they kind of did a mini bone. Wasn't a full bone, but it was a mini bone.
I felt it.
And yeah. And so I'm saying my pick for this Valentine's Day, Speed. Which this wine would pair very well with Speed. Or Speed 2. Not as
Cruise
romantic.
Control?
Yeah, not. Jesus.
With
not
Patrick Dempsey?
Not as romantic as Speed, but still, you know, good film.
Is Patrick Dempsey, Patrick Warburton, Patrick Duffy?
It's Patrick somebody. It was like, we can't get...
The guy from Keanu. Lost Boys.
Steven Seagal wasn't in that one?
He should have been. Man, that would have been a whole
I thought he was in a lot of boat films for a while.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of an Under Siege on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Hey, was Gary Busey ever in a like romantic comedy? Was he ever like a romantic foil?
I think Point Break was basically another romantic comedy.
All right, Todd, talk about this wine.
Yes.
Champagne, whatever we got.
Well, we started off with the Secret Identity Rosé by Iconic Winery, and it's a good, nice, soft, like, you know, lightly acidic, easy drinking rosé.
Yeah, it was. I would say one of those ones where people kind of assume rosé would be the summertime, but we just opened it up here in winter, and that was a damn good bottle.
Mm-hmm. And it's got pretty cool artwork on the front. Like, I am a comic book fan. This looks like Frank Cho art, but I couldn't find shit online. So, dear listeners, if you guys know who did the artwork for Iconic's Secret Identity, let us know down in the comments and hit that like button and subscribe. Do we have any of that?
We do.
Oh my God, we have that.
The smile on Travis's face saying that, everybody. He is, for every comment we get saying, talking to Travis, I will caress his back gently.
Oh, I mean, you heard that here first.
He was going to do that anyway.
I'm doing it right now. I was doing it.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway, cool art, Secret Identity. Yeah, I like drinking it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's nice. We did then the Champalou Vouvray, which is a sparkling Chenin Blanc out of the Loire Valley in France.
So. Which is really difficult to say. And yeah. Kudos to you.
They also do make a regular, a non, non-brewed.
They do.
So that's tasty. Something we should look up. Does Stanley Tucci have a winery?
You know he does.
He's got to have. And this is why Travis has his phone right next to him at all times. And I love it because he is our automatic fact checker.
Any man that's that famous and that bald has a winery. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
So, Todd, why we're trying to figure out our next visit to Stanley Tucci's winery, what is your... I mean, we know what you're going to see this year, but for you, if you were just by yourself and you're like, hey, I want to. It's Valentine's Day. Let's watch something that's Valentine's Day related. Well, what is your ultimate pick?
Man, that's a tricky one. Like I said, there's a million different ones that you could do that, you know, pop into... I mean, I would do something action-y, you know, where it's like, you know...
Like Speed,
exactly. Indiana Jones. You got a different love story in every one of them.
Like Holly Gennaro in Die Hard.
Holly McClain.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
At the beginning, Holly Gennaro.
Oh, but they're
the
Japanese. Holly. It's a whole marriage thing.
It's a different
thing.
Culture, yeah. But Die Hard's a good love story.
No.
That's what I just fucking said.
I mean, you could do that for Christmas or Valentine's Day.
You could... Love Actually? Mm-hmm. Year round.
Yeah.
Wasn't that... But that was set in the holidays, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is a bad time to bring this up. Are we talking about movies that take place during Valentine's or ones that you would watch, like, at
during.
Valentine's?
Yeah, ones that you'd watch during.
Okay.
Because I think there's very few that, like, happened...
There's a
couple slasher films.
I think there's another one called Valentine's Day or something with Taylor Swift in it. And it's another in the vein of, like, of Love Actually. Like a... what do you call it? What the eclectic cast or whatever the
ensemble
cast? Thank you.
Ensemble. Yeah, sign me up for that one.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I like the sound of that.
Golly.
Also, this doesn't have anything to do with anything, but if I don't mention it, it's never going to make any of these podcasts. Mean Guns with Ice-T, like a gunfight in an abandoned jail.
Yes,
with
Travis,
nothing but
again.
Mambo music. Mean Guns. Look it up.
Guns drop from the ceiling. We get it. It's like...
Seen it once, you've seen it a thousand times.
Yeah.
Mean Guns. Ice-T.
So anyway, that kind of knocked me off my horse there for a
second. Well, yeah. But, you know, so, really any movie that has a love story in a good vein is a, could be...
Yeah.
I mean, would Scream? Though it's a Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love story, isn't it?
David Arquette and Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
What's the worst romantic comedy you've ever seen?
Ooh. It kind of comes to those ones that we were, during the break, when we were in our separate rooms talking and I was jotting down all my notes, we talked about one of my other favorite ones, which was The Wedding Planner. But some of the other ones, it's like, it's the ones that are just too much. Like, you mentioned it...
Little Nicky.
The other J-Lo film. Which, by the way,
Made in Manhattan.
Yes. I do believe that Little Nicky is on Hulu right now.
Todd, you play us out.
We'll do it live. No, but yeah, this has been another beautiful episode of Cinema Vino. I'd like to thank Travis Budd and Taylor Owens for joining us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And join us next time. And... turn around and don't drown.
Check your undies.